Hello, thank you for coming to visit my poster. My name is Serena Weisner, and I'm a postdoc at the Jurup Lab at NIH. In the Jurup Lab, we are interested in finding novel regulators of axon maintenance. Most importantly, we look for genes involved in axon transport, a key factor in axonal maintenance. Axon transport occurs in two directions: anterograde, towards the axon terminal, and retrograde, towards the cell body. In our model, the zebrafish, we use sensory axons of the lateral line to model axon maintenance and axon transport. Anterograde transport, in this system, goes from the posterior lateral line ganglion, located behind the ear, to the axon terminals located along the length of the body. Retrograde transport is then from these axon terminals in the periphery back to the ganglion. To look at cargo movement, we can inject DNA encoding fluorescently labeled cargo markers to express them in neurons and analyze transport of these cargos in a single axon in a mature circuit. Our lab uses a forward genetic screen to identify novel genes important for axonal maintenance, using axon terminal swellings as an indicator. Recently, using this screen, we've identified VPS18 as being important in axonal maintenance. VPS18 mutants, shown in B, has axon terminal swellings seen in D and are not viable past day 8. Sequencing this mutant reveals an insertion of a novel stop site in the middle of exon 4. Additionally, Western blot analysis of VPS18 in both wild type and our VPS18 mutants reveals the protein is not present in mutant fish. VPS18 is a core component of the HOPS and CORVET complexes. These complexes, first discovered in yeast and conserved to mammals, are important mediators of vesicle fusion in the endolysosomal pathway. Additionally, recent data has suggested that the HOPS complex binds to the dynein adapter rho, although how this interaction mediates transport is unknown. We began with a G0 CRISPR knockout of VPS18 to confirm our mutant line is in fact a loss of function mutation. We injected wild-type embryos at the one-cell stage with four guides against VPS18, and when we analyzed it 4 days post-fertilization, we found that they phenocopied our VPS18 mutant with the axon terminal swellings. A representative image from one of the guides shows that the injected larvae have multiple peaks, indicating successful cutting by the guide, therefore indicating that our VPS18 mutant is a loss of function mutation. We next wondered whether knocking out other components of the HOPS CORVET complexes would confer the same phenotype we see with VPS18, so we continued with our G0 CRISPR knockout screen with 3 to 4 guides against each gene that makes up the complexes. We began with the core shared components, VPS16 and VPS11, and found that knocking out these proteins phenocopies a VPS18 knockout, as seen with the axon terminal swellings in images C and D. Continuing with the HOPS-specific components, VPS39 and VPS41, we found that knocking out these genes also causes axon terminal swellings, as indicated by the arrows, much like when we knocked out the shared components. However, surprisingly, when we knocked out the CORVET-specific complexes, VPS8 and TGF-BRAP1, we saw no phenotype. Although we confirmed that each of the guides were cutting, these fish were indistinguishable from wild type and had no axon terminal swellings. Together, this CRISPR G0 screen tells us the HOPS complex is important for axon maintenance and not CORVET. We then sought to determine what was accumulating in these axon terminals and injected DNA encoding for fluorescently labeled cargo markers for cargos important to the endolysosomal pathway, as well as dynein and mitochondria. We took Z-stack images of expressing axon terminals and calculated the total area of all puncta and compared it between wild-type siblings and our VPS18 mutants. What we found was a significant decrease in terminal puncta area for LAMP1-positive lysosomes and LC3-positive autophagosomes, as well as dynein. Rab5-positive early endosomes and Rab7-positive late endosomes, however, showed no difference in puncta area. Additionally, mitochondria had no difference in load, a ratio between mitochondrial area and expressing axon area. Surprised by these results and a lack of accumulation, we turned to looking at transport of these cargos to see if there are disruptions that might explain the lack of puncta. What we found was a significant decrease in the number of puncta being transported for early and late endosomes, autophagosomes, and dynein, with early and late endosomes and autophagosomes displaying significant difference in the directional proportionality. This indicates either a loss of cargo or a disruption to the motor itself. And although there are less dynein puncta moving, there is no loss of number or directionality for mitochondria. Overall, what I have shown you today is that VPS18 is important for axonal maintenance and that it is the loss of the HOPS complex and not CORVET that causes this phenotype. Additionally, localization of lysosomes, autophagosomes, and dynein is disrupted, with transport defects in early and late endosomes, autophagosomes, and dynein. However, the role of VPS-18 in the HOPS complex in transport and accidental maintenance remains unknown, and is something we wish to solve moving forward.